Chapter 5 King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles, and drank wine in the presence of 1,000. While he was tasting the wine, Belshazzar commanded that the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem be brought in, so that the king, along with his nobles, his wives, and his concubines, might drink from them. Then they brought in the gold and silver vessels which had been taken from the temple of the house of God in Jerusalem. And the king, along with his nobles, his wives, and his concubines, drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of bronze, of iron, of wood, and of stone. At that very moment, opposite the lampstand, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And when the king saw the hand's wrist as it wrote, the king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that his hip joints were loosened and his knees knocked against each other. The king cried aloud to bring in the enchanters, the magicians, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babel,
"Whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom."
Now all the king's wise men came, but they were unable to read the writing or make its interpretation known to the king. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed, and his nobles were thrown into confusion. When the queen heard about the discussion between the king and his nobles, she entered the banquet hall. The queen answered, saying,
"O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance be changed. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And during the days of your father, he was found to have brilliance and knowledge and wisdom like the wisdom of the gods. In fact, your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers. He did this because this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, possessed an extraordinary spirit, along with knowledge, understanding, and the ability to interpret dreams and to explain enigmas and to solve problems. Now therefore, summon Daniel, and he will read the writing and will give the interpretation."
Then Daniel was brought into the king's presence. The king answered and said to Daniel,
"Are you that Daniel who is one of the sons of the Judean exiles whom my father, the king, brought from Judah? I have heard of you, that the Spirit of God is in you, and that brilliance and understanding and extraordinary wisdom are found in you. And now the wise men, the enchanters, have been brought in before me in order to read this writing and tell me its interpretation, but they could not provide its interpretation. But I have heard of you, that you can interpret dreams and explain enigmas. Now, look, if you are able to read the writing and make its interpretation known to me, you shall be clothed with purple and a chain of gold around your neck, and you shall be the third ruler in the kingdom."
Then Daniel answered and said in the king's presence,
"Keep your gifts for yourself and give your reward to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king and make the interpretation known to him. O king, the Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar a kingdom and greatness, as well as glory and majesty. And because of the greatness that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whomever he wished, he executed, but whomever he wished, he kept alive, and whomever he wished, he exalted, but whomever he wished, he humbled. But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit was hardened by insolence, he was deposed from his royal throne, and they stripped his glory from him. Then he was driven from among the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was bathed with the dew of the heavens, until he acknowledged that the Most High God rules over the kingdom of men and sets over it whomever he chooses. But you, his son Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, although you knew all this. And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of the heavens, and they have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines have drunk wine from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and of gold, of bronze, of iron, of wood, and of stone, which do not see, nor hear, nor understand. But you have not glorified the God in whose hand is your spirit and all your ways. Therefore, the hand's wrist was sent from his presence, and this writing was inscribed. And this is the writing that was inscribed: Mene, Mene, Tekel, and Upharsin. This is its interpretation: Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, it has been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
Then Belshazzar gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with purple and a chain of gold around his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Chaldeans, was slain. And Darius the Mede received the kingdom at the age of 62.